Ladies and gentlemen, Blunderbust.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from, I think it's spring. But it might not be. This is the Reverend Rory Dowd on the worst little podcast in the world. Joining me are my great friends Cadillac Kim and Chewbacca, Dogwater Dixon back, man in the pipes, man in the boards. But better than that, in studio, the power trio from Carson, Blunderbust.
Woo! On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Ooh. Hi there.
Nice.
Hi.
How is everybody?
Hello.
6 years?
And good evening.
6 years what?
Has it been 6 years since we've had Blunderbust on this show?
That might be true.
It's been 6 years.
Oh, yeah. My God. You've been playing long enough that you did a gig, and it's 6 years between two of the same gigs, and it's not even a portion of your career as a band?
That was not even a sentence.
Wait, what, Rick?
I am very confused at math right now.
You were a band for so long before we had you on the first time.
Longevity.
You're older than all three of us.
I think that this band is older than all of us.
Rick is older than all of us.
This band is older than time itself.
I heard you had a third member. I had heard your third member before, but I thought he played keyboards. And then Rory's like, oh yeah, it's another guitar. And I thought, great, because I don't have to rip up my sticker on my board here that says Blunderbust. No, you can't be our bass player.
That still holds.
Right, there's still no bass. No bass.
Still no bass.
This episode is not about that bass. That's what I'm going to call it. Blunderbust not about
well
that
played.
Bass.
It's a good show when we name it in the first 40 seconds.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. We pretty much can wrap
it's
it up.
It's my job.
Nowhere
that,
to go
so.
But down.
Well, hey, welcome back to the show, Jen Scafidi, Carson Cessna, Carolyn Gates.
We love you.
You're all wonderful people.
I love you too.
The band has grown.
Has Carson even said hi yet?
Hi.
Okay. Now we're
He speaks.
And plays guitar.
I don't play keyboards anymore.
Sorry.
So I was in the band, but I didn't come 6 years ago to that taping.
Right.
So
I thought back then you had been playing keyboard with them for a while.
I played keyboard up until...
For a bunch of years.
2014.
But wait. No, I have to call like bullshit on that. You're like 25.
So
So we were here in January of 2012 last, and Carson played his first show with us in February of 2012.
We weren't going to bust him out.
Yeah.
But the two of you had been playing for a couple years at that point.
Carolyn and I started playing together in 2005 or 6, Carolyn.
I believe it was 2005. We played our first show in 2006.
Yeah, because wait a minute, because I'm pretty sure I was still drunk when you guys were playing. You've been a band Riku's entire life.
We'll just leave it at that.
I got sober in 2006, and I remember seeing you drunk, so you had to be playing before
in 2005?
That. 2005? I thought you were a band for a while before I got sober. No?
I don't know. She was in this other band.
That's what happens when you're not sober, Rick. Consistently?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I think we played our first show in June of 2006.
I think, with Daniel French at the coffee house.
Val from Ramona the Pest.
That would have been right when Riku was being born and I was a couple months sober.
Yes, and it was in Carson, so you wouldn't have come anyway, because we can't even get you to come see us when we play in Reno.
I actually got out this weekend.
I don't believe it. I can prove it.
You did. I have photo evidence.
Not to Carson, I'm sure.
No.
But Rick did leave the house to go to a show over the weekend.
I had a cancellation. That's the only way that I would have the weekend off. And
it was Treedom and my birthday.
And it was their CD release show. And it was 420.
Oh, and I saw the people who canceled on you this weekend.
Did you punch them?
Who were they?
Kevin?
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin and Dan.
Oh, we had to call them out so on
this. Is that their band
right
name,
now?
Kevin and Dan? Lysol. You should have fucking known, right?
It's way
worse. Lysol Toast.
Oh, yeah. They canceled the on us a couple of times.
Do you know what that's in reference to?
No.
It's in reference to Native Americans getting drunk on Lysol.
This is the quickest we've made it to racism.
Seriously, less than 4 minutes.
Sometimes we just go straight
Trust Ricky. No, it's a hamburger hand.
Why are you pointing at me like I know what that means?
I know what that means.
Kevin Dunn.
Kevin Dunn.
Okay.
It's you know Kevin Dunn. He's got a hamburger on his
hand. Dump your boyfriend.
Was I just talking shit about him this weekend?
I remember dump your.
No, that's
and courtesy stitch. Nobody remembers courtesy stitch.
I do.
Amazing.
But awesome. Kevin was in town with Dan Steinmetz. They stopped by the bar. It was good to see them.
They're so awesome.
He lives in Sacramento now.
Those guys are playing together again?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
But I haven't actually heard it. They keep telling me that. They keep not coming here to play, though. So I don't know if it's real. It could all be
when they were in a different band together and been on the show. And
It'll eventually happen.
It'll happen. Sure. Okay.
Or at least one of them was.
We're calling you out now.
Yeah. But anyway.
Not that they listen, but...
But Rick went out and he saw a show this weekend.
Yes, and it was so rad to be at a reggae show on 420. And I'm sober.
What?
I'm sober, and I was
so
down front.
So much entertainment available to you.
It was so awesome. And I'm down front, and then they have a song, Treat 'Em As a Song, that I should know what it's called.
Why don't you tell everybody what the show was here?
It was a CD release show for Treat 'Em. And so I'm at the, and it was awesome. And then the lyrics go, we should light this joint up, we should light this joint up, we should light this joint up. And as they began singing that, everyone in the audience down front where I was began lighting joints up. And I was like,
I was like,
you guys, well, nobody could stop it. It wasn't like anybody
weed
asked.
Headquarters.
It really didn't happen. No, but I kept thinking, I was like, you guys, the band isn't talking to you.
That got recorded a long time ago.
Right. But actually, I think the band was talking to them.
That's how reggae works, you know, right?
Like, right.
It's totally. Yeah.
You're like, you pick it up.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
And then you can't put it down. Put it down.
Oh, no.
Fit vaporizer into a reggae song yet? Does that work?
Oh, I gotta make a phone call right now.
Such a strong accent, you can't tell they're even saying vaporizer.
Give me that vaporizer. Give me that vaporizer.
but the Treat'Em album, I believe, is now available everywhere that you get music. So
it is.
Are you saying Treat'Em like freedom?
Right.
Yes.
But with a tree.
The tree.
Okay.
And they're simple.
Oh God, is tree in this group?
To free the trees.
Treedom.
If you know what I mean, man. Free the trees.
Oh, and God. Those guys are fucking rad. And when you hear that album, just know that sax was recorded in my master bathroom, same place I poo.
Also,
every
you are still doing sax in the bathroom, aren't you, Rick?
Also, good skin flute recordings.
A band also featuring the lovely and talented folk musician Mason Frey.
Right.
Yes.
Fry.
It's Fry. Pardon me. Fry.
I know. It's Fry.
But if they're looking him up online, they should call it Frey because that's how you fucking spell it.
Yeah.
It's not our fault that he says it wrong. Okay.
Mason is. It's so weird. He's in a reggae band.
Yeah.
He's this amazing blues guitarist, and I mean, I love Treat 'Em, but
you know they're not that
Mason.
Far apart.
I suppose. It was a great album release. It really was.
It was hella fun.
It was so fucking
fun. Oh my
fun.
God. And a bunch of people were there. And oh,
everybody
was Pink
there.
Awful. I love Pink Awful so much.
Yeah, they're great.
I mean, they didn't play, but they were there.
They were there, yeah. I'm like, wait, where did you see them? They actually played last night, and I'm really upset that I missed it. They played with Basha, who will be on the show soon. They're also, you guys know them, right? Basha?
Nope.
Rory's giving you old man eyes right
now.
He doesn't know what you're talking about.
Oh, wait. I know something about reggae music that you don't.
I recognize it because I have them.
Like, yes.
That glaze over it.
That's why they have me on the podcast.
That was a bad name? I thought you were sneezing.
It's the same look that my dog gets when you're like, what's up, dog? And he's just like, I'm a dog.
Speaking of shows that nobody saw on Sunday night, I was working at St. James Infirmary. We had a last-minute booking from a band called C Night that was supposed to have played at Shea's on Monday. Something weird happened, so they got a show with us here on Saturday. Played to an audience of three people. Jonathan Rowling opened. Jonathan is as always,
I love
fantastic.
Jonathan.
Johnny.
Really great
Fuck
dude.
He is
yeah,
so
Johnny
awesome.
Rowling was great.
Is he also a reggae artist?
No. But his name
so,
would suggest
so. There were similarly only about four audience members besides the other band when Johnny was playing. And at one point, he had played through most of the songs in his set. And he said, I'm just going to do a couple more songs. And this guy who popped in just shouts out, "Oh, Freebird!" And everybody groans and laughs, and he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry."
Did he play it?
And then Johnny Rowling
of course he did.
Busts out fucking Freebird, including the solos, all of it from beginning to plays a 7.5 goddamn minute song.
Yeah. Fucking A. I wish
all right. And
here
then stood up and threw his guitar on the ground, smashing it into a thousand pieces. No,
you're making that last part up.
Yeah,
don't say that.
No, but he
completely
crushed it. The guy said Freebird, and he did it, and it was. Yeah,
I'm sure.
And,
sorry,
he
I missed
pulled
that
it out
shit.
And basted him with
and
it.
He even said, you know, that's one of those things you just kind of learn and you wait.
Yeah. I like him.
Because how else are you going to learn your lesson unless someone actually plays it?
Right? Unless someone pulls it out.
The only other person I've ever seen do that was a guy named Silas Johnson at the 4th Street Jazz Club in, 1999.
Oh, yeah, Silas. Yeah.
Was probably there.
Yeah.
You were
13. Shut the fuck up. That's why I was looking at Jen when I said it. She was also far too young to have been there or remembered those years as an adult.
No. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to say you're not old.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Jen does look like she's always looked.
My birthday was
yesterday?
Wait, no, really?
Saturday.
Really?
Saturday.
My birthday was Friday.
Woo, party.
Yeah.
We're all getting older, but Jen looks the same.
Yeah, what's up with that?
A very nice thing to say.
I do not. Yeah.
Sunscreen and younger men.
Are you
men.
A vampire?
Younger men.
I don't have either of those.
You suck
things.
The souls
the
of
I'm
young
lacking.
Men. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I find younger women also. That whole,
it's creepy when you say it.
Yeah,
it is.
I think that's
way
always true, isn't
when
it?
That came out of my mouth.
Oh, yeah. We're going to read about you on the news.
So speaking about kind of like random awesome shows that happened, I have, oh my God, have any of you ever heard of Clownvis?
Oh, yes. Clownvis.
Okay. Clownvis is a clown Elvis impersonator.
Clown Elvis,
oh, yeah.
It was amazing. It was so fucking good, you guys.
It was at Shay's this past week.
It was at Shay's on Tuesday, and we were
having a baby right now. That's the kind of show I should be at.
You're not the one having it.
So
you didn't go. No, why aren't you soaking this time up with all the Clownvis?
Well, because it doesn't work.
Because you've obviously never cohabitated with a woman who is expecting your
God
child.
I did it.
There is no she's pregnant, he's pregnant. There's we are pregnant.
Okay, I also want to name this episode Clownvis and Cocaine, but I can't. But yeah, so this guy, so we're just like having a nice dinner at Rapscallions, me and Elise. And then Heidi was like, "Get your gay asses down to fucking Shay's." And we're like, "Why? Oh my God." We walk in, he's wearing like a fucking bright ass blue jumpsuit. Like, we're talking like 70s era Elvis. It was amazing. He sang songs.
If you're going to be a clown Elvis, you want the jumpsuit era.
You got to go full
Rhino. He was singing songs about like baby Jesus eating chicken wings and like
white,
it was amazing.
White face, pompadour, and a big red nose.
It was amazing. We walk in and we got like clown noses and everybody was singing along to the Reading Rainbow song and shit. It was fucking awesome. It was so good. It was so good, you guys. We have to have Clownvis back. I'm going to tag him in this and tell him he's
if you can get Clownvis on this show.
Oh my God.
I will buy you a baby.
I don't want a baby. I have specifically.
I will donate a baby for you.
This is why I sleep with ladies. I don't like babies.
Why is dial it back a little? You need to dial that back a little.
He went straight to baby.
Why is baby the currency? Wait,
I know, right?
What happened to like buy a girl a drink or something? Jewelry? Jewelry's nice.
Fucking weirdo breeder.
You know?
Right, yeah. A car.
Just take the baby, okay?
Stop trying to get rid of your baby.
I have a 12-year-old one you can have.
Rory's going to be trying to train a baby for shit for a few years.
Train her in the ways of the lesbian arts.
Okay, then you won't have to worry about another baby.
What did he say?
Oh, there's baby number one.
Oh, man. But then, okay, so then the rest of my week was Thursday, Joe Jack Talcum played at Jub Jubs, and holy fuck, that was so amazing. He gave me a fucking tape, which I'm still confused about, but Chewie's talking me through it.
We can play that.
Give you a mixtape?
Oh, yeah.
We can play that here.
She's trying to find a place to get where she can play a cassette tape.
I've got Walkmans.
Kim is so young, she has never operated one.
That is not true. I have operated a tape player. I am 35. I'm just saying. Yeah, that was an amazing show, and Weapons of Mass Creation played was really good. John White played.
So cool.
Thursday night we played like event custody like that night. We were like, we all showed up to the Grimfest like thing with John White, and we were like, okay, we gotta stay here for like just long enough to see John, and then we're all gonna like scram over to fucking Jub Jub's. And we all did that. There was like a caravan between both places.
And you just had like a schedule.
We were like,
we had
a schedule. We were like, okay, we're going to be here for an hour and 15 minutes, and then we have to go to Jub Jub's. But that happened. And then Friday was the Treedom album release. And Saturday was Grace Hayes, yeah. Kelly Proud, and Whitney Meyer. And I was at that. And
the Almond Mocha Music.
Yeah, it was a sold out show, and it was packed at Bluebird. It was so good. Yeah. Yeah, they were.
And then evidently on Sunday also, Earth Day was Reno-cella.
You know what? I decided to rename Earth
Who
Day.
Who named it that? I can't remember. I saw somebody said
that on Facebook somewhere. But just there was an inordinate amount of local talent playing at the park on two or three
There's
different
probably
stages.
A,
we were down
how
there
could
for
there
while.
Be an inordinate people playing at a park in Reno that are from Reno?
There was like three stages of people.
Shut up, Rick.
But I'm going to start calling it Get Your Kid Used to the Smell of Weed Day. For
Danny, is that a skunk?
No, that's what.
No, I did not.
Where are the lawnmowers, Daddy? Why?
She's trying to give us a smell.
Well, this lady keeps talking about all the freshly cut grass, but it seems like it's been growing for a few days.
Do you hear me?
I hear you, Allie. I love you.
Aw, Allie. Do you like the music? Do you like this kind of music?
I don't remember what kind.
Okay. Your children are going to listen to this years later.
No, she's not.
When she's like 16, she's going to listen to the podcast.
I'm pretty sure she's heard it all already.
She could definitely operate a tape player. I can tell you that much. She's only six.
What do you mean, you dick?
I'm going to say enough about us in the weekend. Yes. Let's have another song and then talk to the band.
Ooh, more music. Okay, back to electric stuff, right?
If it's no trouble.
Chewie, do you know how to make her mic higher and a little bit to the left?
Who?
Jen.
I am the Zapruder
film. I'll try.
Right,
you're sitting right there.
Back so and to the left.
Up and to the left.
I want you to know and I've made an incredibly complicated puzzle out of my guitar cable.
Jen, just so you know, I will not jump over you and to protect you from a bullet.
What?
or a microphone to the head.
All right.
Let's blunder this bust.
The song's called James Alex Chilton. Carolyn, start whenever you are ready.
Thank you.
want to set this back up then? Or just going to do one at a time?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Oh, you gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
That was nice. I imagine there's a lot of gays out there that enjoy that song, so there's no problem.
I enjoy that song. I think Rick does too.
There's nothing wrong with a song being gay, okay?
Two out of three gays like that song.
Exactly.
Two out of three gays like that song.
Fuck yeah.
Which, who's the
I don't know. In the face. Well, they're not here.
Who's
so
the
you
third
punch?
Gay that needs to be bashed?
Right.
Can't have that.
Oh, man. Fuck. What did I step into?
Do you like it in your face?
That was strong. Sometimes. That was nice. That's really
fuck
good.
Yeah, that was very rad. Good, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, what do you guys. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, how often have you guys been playing lately? Have you been in a hole and just practicing? The practice and writing hole?
I was literally about to ask you
the
same thing.
Excellent.
Hey, stay out of my writing hole. Person.
Well, I mean, you guys know what I mean.
I thought there were only three holes.
I'd like to just say I've worn out my practice hole lately.
Oh, that's filthy.
It's been a little while since I played out, if you know what I'm saying.
Word.
Kegels help.
So we didn't play or be a band for a lot of years. And then about a year ago, I finally wrote some new stuff. And then we got in a room together, and then we thought...
So had there been a tumultuous, like, breakup where Carolyn
was
throwing drumsticks down, and Carson drove off in a huff on his moped? And,
yeah, screw you. Screw this band.
Like some, like, John...
Solo projects
you know, Cusack
abound.
Movie.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just like the Brauhaus breakup, if you know anything about that.
No, it was actually more like life.
My mom died.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Oh, everybody feel like shit right now.
Oh, my
look
God.
At your feet.
Well, no, and the shitty thing is I knew that.
Right?
But I can't really blame it on that because before she died, I hadn't written any new stuff for a while. So it was just sort of like my mom died and now I have an excuse to not
have to
remind myself how to write music.
Sure.
So that finally broke about a year ago. And then we thought, well, wouldn't it be fun if we recorded some songs? And so then we started practicing them, and then we thought, oh, well, if you're going to record songs, you probably have to play them out of the house first. So this is actually our first time out of the house.
This is the unveiling of the new bust.
Yeah.
Oh, this is it.
The test
this
drive.
We're road testing.
Yeah. So if we sound like shit, you have to tell us so that we can go back into the practice hole and never come out again.
When can I buy the car? The test drive is good. When can I buy the car?
So far, you guys are doing pretty good.
8 years, 296 episodes, still bringing you Reno exclusives, ladies and gentlemen. Worst little podcast, cutting edge journalism right here.
Best place to get your cutting edge Reno shit here on the Worst Little Podcast.
I say that's true.
Thank you, Kayla. Thank you for believing in us. You actually have. You're on one of the lists of some of the people who've been on the show the most times. Carolyn.
What? Carolyn?
Really?
Yeah.
You've been on the show like
probably five times.
Seven
you
or
have,
eight
like, eight bands?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
like,
in all
really?
The bands.
Yeah.
It's only three.
Well, how? Okay, you've now been on with the bus twice.
This is a third for all
twice.
Of us.
Yeah.
And then,
we did one with Raksha Paksha.
Raksha Paksha.
And you've also done another with...
Did Betty Rocker ever do a podcast?
Yes.
We did?
You couldn't see Rory's face as he realized he didn't actually know the answer
to
that.
No, I actually... I totally have this. I have pictures of this on my computer. I have proof of this. This would have been... This would have probably been 2011. It would have been before the bust was on the show.
No. No, it would have been in the 2010 to 2000.
Yeah, it was the first
intern.
Come on.
Get an intern to look that up.
Rick is already on it.
It's
Betty Rocker has been on the show.
It would have had to have been after 2012.
And it is episode.
Or maybe it was 2012.
Season 2, episode 38. Published December 19th,
2012.
Okay.
You guys
almost
are both
2013.
Rad.
Okay.
So in the ballpark. You know.
It was kind of a kooky time for me. I was learning how to fight and fence.
It was at the old house.
You were learning how to fence?
No.
Oh.
Well, that's code for divorce.
Verbally.
Okay. All right.
I believed her, and I even knew what she was going through, and I was like, you can fence?
That's impressive.
Speaking of fencing.
Oh. I'm
go
so sorry.
Ahead.
The reason why I said is because I just realized this was the show that Spencer ran the show, and I was not here.
Aww.
So that's
why I can't remember it because there was no one.
There was no
Spencer.
Rick.
Spencer Kilpatrick.
The amazing Spencer.
Yeah, he was an intern for six months.
There was one time where I was going to be out of town or I couldn't make the show, and I helped him get it set up, and then I only got one frantic phone call of, "Oh my God, everything's not working!" And I'm all, "Turn it off, turn it back on." He's all, "It works now. Okay, bye."
Back when we used to have interns,
Rick
we could trust.
How did I? You're very excited.
Does anybody need a beer?
Yes, why not?
All right, get us some beers.
Kim being the closest to intern on the totem pole.
Fuck all
room.
Of you guys.
God, that sucks.
She sorry, offered. Kim. I think it's really cool that you got yourselves like an adorable correspondent to go out into the world and
awesome?
Bring back the shit that's cool because you guys don't know anymore.
No, Kim, right, because we're all old and out
well
of touch.
Done.
Yes.
Since
well
Kim
done.
Got
thank
here,
you.
It's been a breath of fresh air. She's awesome.
A bunch of bands that like we had.
She knows how to use the social media and the interwebs. It's really cool.
She doesn't know how to use a
I like
player,
that she's
but she knows
gay,
a lot of other
but
stuff.
That Rory's still the gayest person in the room.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Rick and Kim fuck are you. Actually gay, but Rory's still the gayest.
Thanks, faggot. And I have the most children out of anyone.
True.
No, not correct.
Oh, wait, shit. No, you are
in
correct.
The room, maybe.
I meant as a part of the show.
Okay.
But in well, the
I
room.
See. I
yeah.
gotcha.
In the room. But yeah.
You're allowed to say
no,
that.
No,
then.
You do win. You do win in that category, Mother of Nations.
They shall be fine and strong.
And play in all the best Reno bands.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, great Reno social media success story with your son over the weekend.
Yes, the Rickenbacker.
Ivan had his car broken into and the bass stolen and was able to report
that was
it.
A great happy ending to that.
Get
story.
The word out on the network and let some pawn shop owners know. And sure enough.
Yeah. Fully recovered, both the bass and the pedals.
And in related news, I'll be in jail for the next...
Which pawn shop was it, so we can send him some business?
He'll be doing community
Palace
service,
and
picking
loan.
Up trash
is that
the
downtown
on the side
one
of 395.
Or?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. It just said, Ivan just said Palace Jewelry and Loan.
I think that's the downtown one, the big one across
probably.
The Silver Legacy.
Probably.
It makes sense that somebody who robbed a car would fucking go immediately
well,
to downtown.
Well, it is kind of downtown.
Yeah, you always go several counties over, you fucking moron.
Drive up to fucking Reno, you know?
They get the individual as well?
Yes, actually.
And do we know, like, is it a girl, is it a boy?
It was a guy, and they have a copy of his ID, and they also have him on video.
Excellent. So he's not in custody yet?
Not that I know
is
of.
Is anyone
I don't
know
how that's going to work. I don't know that.
Was
I haven't
Nick?
Seen the video. I don't think so.
Okay, good. He didn't show up tonight.
I think.
Do we know the name?
If Ivan has the option,
is it,
what
does
should
it count,
happen?
Does it count as grand theft? Or is it just petty?
It's gotta,
I don't know.
It's
that base is
money.
Worth at least, I don't know, close to $3,000.
Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah.
That's pretty grand.
Theft. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I think that counts
that is
as grand theft. Yeah.
It's more than $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that poor
right?
sucker.
Is that why they call
that,
it that
poor sucker thinks he's just like stealing some guy's like $500 base rig or whatever. And
yeah.
No, thinking, motherfucker. That's grand theft. You son.
Thank you.
He's thinking about getting
you may as well have stolen the car, fucker.
I don't know. At this point, like, just get the gear back. Like, whoever did that must have been hard up enough to choose to do that for whatever reason.
Yep.
And God bless them with whatever they need.
Yep.
Honestly.
Amen.
He got the gear back, and that's all that's important.
Yep.
That is the most important thing. But yeah. And it was great to see how it all went up on wildfire and social media.
Yeah, 152
and
shares
got,
in
and
less
got
than
resolved
a day.
So quickly.
The next morning.
Yeah, within 24, 48 hours.
Yeah, that's a pretty good.
Wait, I was out of the room. Did they actually find
it?
Oh, sweet. Okay, good. Sweet. All right. Go Reno.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Got turned in at a pawn shop like four blocks away.
Oh,
you know?
Fuck, man. What a fucking moron. Yeah, anyway.
They must live on Moran Street because they sure are
Moran.
Hey, I lived there.
Yeah, you did.
Sorry, I'm a smarty pants.
I lived on Moran, at the corner of Moran and St. Clair, and also lived on Moran, which is even more Moranic than Moran.
I lived on Moran and Holcomb. Nice. I miss that hood.
I love
a good
that neighborhood.
Hood.
Yeah.
It's a cool little hood.
Too. It's too expensive now.
Whenever we go down to hang out at that neighborhood, we start as park
rides. It was crusty old.
Nice
houses
neighborhood
now
when
cost
I lived
more.
There, and I'm like, what? The place we lived in, was like, it's a beautiful house. It's like a 6-bedroom, like 4-bathroom, like almost mansion, but it was built in like 1925 and it's completely crumbling. And it was like $1,800 a month.
Yeah, those GoFo people or whatever have come in and really fixed that neighborhood up pretty good. I don't like the colors and stuff, but it's really not my kind of neighborhood anymore. But I'm glad that somebody's doing something with those houses. Well, everything's expensive.
But like when it was like a shithole, it was still $1,800 a month. I
we paid $800 a month for 8 years down there.
Oh, you got to put a dollar in the back in the day jar now.
Okay. I'll put 20 in.
If we all put a dollar in the back in the day jar, we could afford Reno rent.
I owe back rent on that.
Burn.
Shut up.
Wait,
burn.
There was a day?
Oh, yeah. Apparently, according to these guys. Anywho. What I miss? What's going on?
The silence brought to you by Felix Danger. Yeah.
I killed the whole conversation by talking about how much rent I used to pay back in the day.
We're all like secretly seething. We're like, fuck Reno right now.
I just got distracted because I was thinking about tacos.
I want tacos.
There are tacos.
Is that what we're doing after this?
Tacos. We're definitely getting tacos after this. Carolyn, you want to get tacos when
we're
done?
Yes, I totally want to get tacos, even if I maybe don't get a taco.
Where's your
Because sometimes
favorite
it
tacos?
Might be a tostada.
Jimbo's
or maybe a burrito.
Is our go-to post-show
Maybe straight up tacos.
Okay, yeah. I'll probably do that too.
There is, if you're going to be our... If you're gonna do,
I like Roberto's
like
a lot.
The shoegaze
of
podcasts. Really someone out there really fucking likes it.
Jim Boys is pretty good though. You're right about that. I like Taco John's also.
The taco truck across from the IGA on
Wells. I have a really close friend who's Mexican.
IGA closed 15 years ago. Right?
I know. The Marketon.
All right, that entire thing was on point. Hats off. Hats off, everybody. That was great.
So we have a song.
Let's do a song.
I just really want to start over after that.
Let's do a song, right. And then I got some stuff to talk about.
I kind of hate you guys. I was trying to have a conversation.
So we're playing Matriarch.
Monarch. All right, we're doing that.
You don't even know your own songs.
Do we want to do an acoustic song, or do we want Rick to play City
Life?
Are
we in the middle?
We've played two songs. We have two other songs we can play for you.
That's the whole band.
That's the whole band.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We've got one song acoustic, and then one thing that we brought that we'll just listen to.
Let's have the listening to thing.
Rick, are you ready for this?
Yes!
Bent on ruin, we blame the ghost. Comely claims the divine. Come on, like you never lie. Drink a little green. You don't make a new scene. You're just waiting here.
Fuck, that was so great, you guys.
Yeah. So where I like did that you... one even better than the other.
Fuck yeah. So where did that... Now, since you didn't play that here live, where did that come from?
Like where...
Where did you record
Jen's
it?
Brain? Right. Oh, the Sound Saloon.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, with Colin Christian. He engineered and...
Colin is amazing.
Yeah, Colin's incredible.
Yeah, like 2 years ago, me and Colin's fathead ribbon mics got swapped.
Yeah, Tim made that happen for the Elephant Rifle.
Dude, record. And and so we haven't swapped them back, so every time I mic something, it's with Colin's.
Oh, no.
It's with Colin's driven mics.
That's awesome.
And who knows what mine have been doing over at his spot.
Why do you make everything gay?
That wasn't even gay!
The
lisp crept in when you started talking about it. And it
I bet it was recording the 7 seconds.
We swapped microphones.
Microphones are a different order. Like, there's species and phylum and kingdom and stuff, but microphones... They do it asexually.
I don't know. I've heard the cardioids get
what's
freaky.
Happening?
I don't know about that.
It's all on the front with a little bit on the sides, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You ever
and
been?
Nothing in the
have
back.
Have you ever gone cardioid?
Nothing in the back. Let me show you where my null is.
You ever been beating off Rick in there and then just look over and see a microphone staring at you, though? Are they
they're always watching you.
So I don't know. Just saying.
Oh, guys, so far, this is one of the best shows I've done in a while.
Hey, awesome.
Well, welcome to the Awkward Fest.
Very exciting. I love it. It's so awkward and amazing. I love it so much. I'm going to have a lot to write about this week. Thanks, guys.
All right, cool. So Kim?
Uh-huh.
Kim.
Uh-huh.
Kim's our people.
Yeah,
then.
I'm.
All right, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Kiss up to her, not me. I don't do any of the heavy lifting anymore.
Kiss
up to you.
It's all me.
What
the fuck?
Rory just
we were going easy
this.
On you, but now the fucking gloves are coming
fuck,
off. You
man.
Dumb motherfucker.
I was keeping my anti-Rory voice like in my pocket.
I've been waiting for that other shoe to drop. It's like, Jen greets me, and I'm still like Charlie Brown with Lucy. I'm waiting for the football to get yanked away, and then Carson over here is just her like little like. You know how evil bad guys always have that midget henchman, like the mini me, or in a Christmas story.
Hype man, I'm like the Flavor Flav to her.
or no, in a
Christmas. Get it straight.
In a Christmas story, there's Scott Farkas, the big redheaded bully. That would be you, I of course am Ralphie, and you Carson. That makes you the little lackey.
Okay. All right. Let's bring this back. You said mini me. Let's all say
Vern Troyer.
A rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
Vern Troyer died. Sorry. Too soon, Rory. Too
Namaste.
Soon.
Namaste.
Too soon.
Good one, Rory. Brought everybody down.
It weird that I thought he died like 15 years ago?
No, actually, I thought the same
that
thing.
Was
when
Joe
I read that
was Josie from Kid Rock.
I was
that,
like,
that was
you're fucking terrible
wow.
people.
Wait,
that
what do you know about Kid Rock?
That was Emmanuel Lewis.
What do you know about Kid Rock?
Emmanuel Lewis better not have died.
His small guy died.
Oh, he had a small guy.
And that's who you're confusing.
Josie.
He was like his mascot. He
3 feet tall with a 10 foot dick.
He was his henchman. He was the me to Kid Rock.
Did you just say small guy?
Small guy.
Yeah. Is this a real thing? Is that really any of that really true, Carson?
You got more game than
yes,
Kaliko? Remember?
Wow.
Well, it's like
First of all, I am that I did not know
friend.
That.
I am more
Edward
concerned.
D'Antwoord had a
robot.
Fellow who had
I've
a certain
that
disease
movie.
That was a lot like progeria, but I forget what the name of the disease was.
Okay,
he was a rapper in and of his own right, but he was their
you'll
kind
watch
of
some of the older
token.
I'm more concerned by the fact that Chewy knows Kid Rock lyrics.
I know him personally. I know every album.
By
up to a certain point.
Hey, Rick, can I ask you a favor? Can you turn all these people down? I think they're all yelling at me.
Sorry.
we are.
Caroline's all alone downstairs just hearing cacophony.
So how's this going to sound for the listening audience, Caroline? Great, I bet.
Well, you know, when we have a show where we don't talk a lot, we like to talk way too much the following show.
Okay,
yeah,
so we hit the slot after the mute show?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well,
the improv show.
I noticed there's a lot of talking. So
we got to get it out of our system.
If you're going for a talk show, you're nailing it.
Everybody, just shut the fuck up.
Right.
Well, yeah, if we're not talking, then what
are we doing?
We're in a room staring at each other.
You just have to play music.
Or play music.
Should we do more of that?
Carolyn is like, fuck this shit. I came to play the drums.
I'm just going to start playing, and you guys go ahead and have your show if you can.
Over the sound.
It's lonely down there for the drummer.
Okay, actually, you guys are going to have to wrap the rest of this episode. Ready? No, just kidding.
No one was picking up that hot potato.
Yeah, no,
I didn't think that was going to happen. It was fun to think about.
So this is the test drive. Do you have anything lined up as far as shows coming out in the future here?
We're hoping to play on the moon by the end of the year.
Excellent, excellent.
It's hard to get
a
hold of people.
Do you have a good relationship with Elon?
We've been really having trouble getting a hold of anybody.
We're holding off for the Trump 2020 campaign circuit. We're just going to really fucking rally hard
and make
America great
offer
again.
Offer up your songs for him to use on the campaign trail since nobody else will let him.
Make America even greater again.
Even Ted Nugent.
Even Ted Nugent.
Even Ted Nugent said
make
no.
Make America gay again.
That's actually I fully endorse this.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. Yeah.
Make America.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think I can wait another 2 years to play a show. I want to play a show.
I think Jen maybe has some tentative stuff lined up, but we don't have anything set in stone right
now. We're playing at the Foxy Olive in June on a Wednesday night because, you know, dip your toe in the water.
Dude, that's
not
going to
get a
dip
weekend.
We should maybe talk about a Sunday at the infirmary or something.
That would also be good. Sundays are a good night for us. If we do early shows, our friends will leave the house.
Come to picnic.
An early Sunday show with the patio in the summertime.
We do.
That'd be great.
We love picnic.
Yeah, we are currently accepting all invitations.
You
are almost all invitations.
You are hereby invited to the picnic.
Awesome.
All right, let's
see. We made some people cry there last time.
In a good way or a bad way?
Bad way. And like, Carson stabbed them.
Were they crying
because
they were like, oh, okay.
Was that
They owed us money.
Yeah, Wizard Colors.
I was gonna say,
there.
I don't remember playing Picnic. I know there was a phase where I kind of got drunk sometimes.
No,
I don't remember playing.
No,
that
was a Wizard Colors show. So Carson and I have a noise duo called Wizard Colors.
Oh,
that's
sweet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, two guitars into like 45 delay pedals.
Okay.
Hey, you guys have done that here before, haven't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds that fucking rad. Show.
It was fun.
That was just last year, a year or 2 years ago.
It was like a year and a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
that
yeah.
means does that mean Jen and Carson?
2016,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
Because we did it right before Will came.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And yeah, we played at Picnic, and it was like the sun was going down while we were playing. And
that sounds actually pretty cool. Picnic would be good for that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Was it a good show?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah.
Rad.
Are we going to have more music?
we can do more music. That. What should we do now?
Well, another rock song. Like
okay.
Cool Band.
Do another song and then
we're going to play Monarch of the Mountain.
Oh, well, literally, Kim and I were just debating whether or not we were going to force you guys to do a quiz or not.
I feel like you've all done it before.
So many times.
Yeah, we're good. So we're just going
to,
skip it. That's for fresh meat.
Fresh, new, hot, young men bands.
We're going to listen to some good-ass
music. Next week, we're going to have a great quiz.
Real specific there, Rick.
Oh, yeah.
Real specific.
Well, no, because when it's young women, the quiz sucks.
Who is next week? Oh, fuck you, Rick.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Who is next week?
Next week.
Oh, speaking of which, we might get to have a redemption quiz with the lovely Kate Cotter. Kate and I were talking the other day, and she feels that she let us all down with the quiz and wants to come back and take the full-on quiz.
Fuck yeah! And we can make it as awful as possible.
She really wasn't expecting that.
Right.
It's not so much a quiz as you guys all just go blow Rick.
I don't think she'll be down for that, though.
Probably not.
Oh, that's
my favorite.
You said
she was down.
I'm so excited to hear that we are not going to have to do the quiz because I remembered yesterday and I literally just was like, fuck the quiz.
Did you feel sick inside?
We only have so many questions and you've answered them.
My answers are never funny or good. Like, I feel like I always pick wrong.
Well, there's no wrong answer.
And now when I have a goose personality, like
you can say a stupid answer
over and over again. Yeah, I don't. You know, I kind of. There's only so many interesting questions you can fail at answering.
Yeah, how many times do you guys want to hear about when I lost my virginity?
I know, right? That's
not even a creepy. Good story.
Yeah. It never is.
We once had a guy tell us about how he lost his virginity in a middle school, and that was a good story. But
he might have been from Carson too. Most people in Carson have early.
Is it really the further
lots of really
the
early
further
sex.
Out into the rural
Nevada.
Hinterlands
is the most
Nevada.
Oddly specific sexist thing I've ever.
Isn't it funny how Reno people think of Carson people?
When you get out there to
like,
Dayton, it's just like 14-year-olds fucking. When you get out to like Dayton,
on the
it's 14-year-olds fucking on dirt roads,
and, like, and it's really pretty God. Much a city.
Dropping chromosomes everywhere.
That is actually so. My first sexual experience was on a dirt road. In Dayton.
So, well, there you go.
Accurate. That is Carson people. You fucking nailed us.
Sexually.
Rick, can I get some more of my guitar in my...
Yes!
And maybe...
But you can't have, like... Just remember, it's
so
to balance everything.
We're all getting the same mix, episode. Right?
Well, no, and my thing is, like, no, I keep cranking your vocals, and then we turn up your guitar, and then we turn up your vocals.
Oh, you know what you
then
could do then?
Your...
Will you? Can you turn down Carson in my
Yeah, but
headphones?
Then Carson has less, too.
Oh, because we're
you
on
guys the
same mix?
Same mix.
All right,
because
cool.
I'm lazy on the podcast.
I don't care. I just want to know. You just tell me what I can have, and I'll take it and like it.
I could also use less Carson in my right ear.
Oh God, Carson! Everyone hates you. You should just leave the
band.
No,
Carson is great. I just need like 1.5 notches less in my right ear.
I really hope all this makes the final cut. Super. That just lovely.
The secret.
Can't pull out.
Because now that there's no music,
well, when you start on 10,
talking about pulling out,
be able to dial. I'm not asking for a pullout. I'm just asking for it to dial back.
The secret about Carson is that he's doing such cool stuff. That Carolyn and I get really distracted.
It is really
so if we can hear him, if he's too loud in the mix, then we forget what we're doing and fall down.
Right. Yep.
All right. We're going to play this song, yeah?
Fuck yeah.
All right. I'm looking to make eyes at Carson, make sure he's ready. Okay, we're good.
Secret fire there. Still I auditioned, a lifetime defined to remind the divine. Whatever your heart says, waitress, go now, write it down, 'cause I've seen the end and it comes too soon.
Nice.
That was a lovely retard.
That was awesome.
Lovely.
Thank you.
A lovely what? Retard?
It's just with an R-I-T.
Yeah.
It's a musical term that means that it slows down.
Hey, I don't know, man.
It is actually quite, the Latin root for retard is to make slow.
Oh, well, that just, this has just gotten really offensive suddenly.
Well done, Kim. Right. Your fault.
Right.
You
was
brought
asking.
It up.
I'm like, I didn't want to be that
Rick
one,
was using a correct musical
like,
term.
I know, I was right. Like,
my best friend has special needs, you guys.
R-I.
Retard. Hey, that's why I was asking, that's our right?
But then, and it's Italian.
You didn't even get like 30 seconds after the song without you bringing us down, Kim.
I'm sorry, okay? You got
if it's Italian, does that mean that in Italy you can't use that word because it's the same as for
slower
people?
No, I'm pretty
people?
Sure it doesn't.
And there's so
that
many
way.
Special needs people in Italy, too. It must be rough.
It out.
And they call
gonna
them.
I'm going to fight you now.
Specialo Nidio.
Everything, yeah, no.
Especial
okay.
Nidio.
That sounds like a dish at a pho place.
Oh, I'm getting an Italian staring at me like she's going to hit me.
You
really
don't mess with this scoffiti.
With a fucking knife.
She might got some Sicilian in her.
She keeps it in her back pocket.
I'll stick my
in
daughter
her
on her with
she
a plastic
keeps it in her
knife.
It's just
if I
like,
could reach you, I absolutely yeah. would have backhanded you. She was too far away.
Do we have Riku saying, do you want to get cut?
Yes, we do. I'm at the wrong part of the alphabet.
But we're not going to do it.
But we're not going to play that cut.
That was disappointing.
Oh, it's under mean.
I bet that's a long...
Every time we play this, I think of you, Carson.
Yeah. She threatened to cut me again at your bridal or at your baby shower. Were you present for this?
No.
Unprompted.
No.
Comes
no.
up to me with a play no. knife and it said... Or, no, I'm sorry. She shot me this time.
Do
you
want
to get shot?
Your daughter
wait, wait,
said
is
that.
It?
To...
Where is Rick?
Oh, yeah. Tripping balls while 3 years old looks at me at a baseball park and says, do you want to get cut?
Do you want to get cut?
Exactly like that.
Wow.
She was concerned for everybody's safety whether or not you knew that plastic knives could cut you.
Cry your vagina to sleep.
Wow!
What? She told me to do that as well.
And then she punched him.
That's a good one.
Man, it's tough out there at the baseball stadium.
Yeah, man. Fuck.
Those little kids, man, they got gangs
like that
back
when we
there
were
on
kids?
The field.
Fuck.
Give me your lemonade money.
They actually cut you and cried your vagina back then.
Oh, God.
No,
okay.
You just call people mean things on AOL Instant Messenger.
I just was,
and then
okay, yeah. So so we skipped all that.
Yeah. Carson, I think you just got hit with the back in the day jar.
Oh, shit. Oh, that did just happen.
You're finally old enough for the back in the day jar.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Carson
I know
is
you were
old.
Just making a joke.
Carson's soul is older than all of ours combined.
He does seem more mature than
inwardly,
any of us.
He's like 300, and he wished we would all just shut up and go away and let him sit
he
on his porch.
He wants to go to sleep.
He actually wishes we would all shut up and so that we could play music.
That would be awesome.
How many more songs do you guys have prepared
I think you're projecting
for us today?
We have one more song we can play as a band, one more song that's just me.
Can we talk about what's coming up in Reno then?
Roy
like,
looks
I don't
panicked.
Know why are you looking at me?
Right, like we agreed in the break that you were going to do that, so just don't just do it. Don't have to ask
okay,
me.
Okay, so I have, obviously a plethora of fucking things that are going on in Reno every week that are going to be on the blog, but I have one very special thing coming up, and that is going to be May 4th. It's the 24-hour Makerthon at the Generator. As everybody Ooh. Knows, I'm very involved in the Generator and Sparks. And it really is just what it says. It's 24 hours. Tickets are on sale now. The $8 tickets are sold out. Now they're at $16. So get them now.
24 hours of
they
what?
24 hours of workshops of music. Films on Tap is going to be doing a mini film series. Loudest Folk is providing the music. We're going to have singer-songwriters from all over Reno.
Bless you.
There's going to be Woodshop. There's going to be metal shop workshops.
Welding.
Welding. You can go in. You're going to pay like $16 or $24 or whatever. Get in now and get your $16 tickets. And then you'll just show up and then you can sign up every half an hour or whatever for whatever workshop. You can learn how to weld. You can learn how to do ceramic stuff. You can learn how to use the wood shop. We will give you tours
is there
of the
an
place.
Age limit on this?
Nope. Nope, it is all ages. It is all ages, 24 hours, but we do kind of encourage people who have children to kind of like bring them to the daytime activities because the nighttime activities.
Maybe supervise your kids, not just drop them off.
Well, absolutely supervise your kids. All children must be supervised in a woodshop.
Drop off your four middle school kids.
Woodshop. They could lose their tiny little child fingers.
I'm going to go get high while my daughter learns to weld.
I know, right? No, it's going to be great. What we're working on is we're trying to make the generator self-sustaining. We want to keep our shop open for, you know, years to come. And what we're working on is our membership model. So what we're doing is we're doing all these community outreach things and fundraisers to get people interested and to show them exactly what we can do in the space, which it's basically it's a space you can come and do anything. If you want to make a bookshelf, you can come make a bookshelf. If you want to 3D print, you can 3D print. If you want to make stuff on Illustrator, you can do that. If you want to use a laser cutter, we can teach you to weld. We have a ceramic studio. We have a metal forge. Like, there's pretty much the only thing we can't do there is glass
metal
blowing.
Forge?
We have a metal forge.
You can like forge the heaviest metal songs ever.
Well, I mean, like, you could do that, but so we are trying to.
That joke was rejected. Rory, please
rejected.
Stop talking.
So we're working on making the generator self-sustainable, and also very recently, which is something that I'm really excited about. We received a grant of land from the city.
Yes, the 99 year lease.
Yeah, the 99 year lease under the old Wells Overpass.
By the footbridge, right?
Yes. So since 2013, we have been renting a shop in Sparks, and we've been looking for a permanent home. So they leased us a piece of land for 99 years, and we're going to be building a warehouse. We're looking to double our space. And we're going to have something that I have really been pushing for, which they approved and they're working on actively, is music practice spaces and a small like recording booth. So we're going to have
awesome.
Yes, we're going to have the
dude,
ability.
Where is that in relation to everything else under the Wells Overpass?
Is it on the north or the
which
south?
Which street
side?
Is it on? Fourth,
like
fifth, sixth?
Fourth, like fourth.
So is it
like
right across
on the river? Yeah.
Is it right across the street from Ray's Tires?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
Yeah. That's a great spot.
So we're going to have, not only is it going to be a giant warehouse space where we're going to have all of the things that we can now currently offer, plus we're going to have music spaces and office spaces and like places for, you know, people to come and meet and whatever. We're going to have an outdoor amphitheater. So a performance venue. We're going to have like tiny houses for resident artists that you can apply and like live there on the property and like volunteer, you know, for your rent or whatever. We've entered in. So in an agreement with the city to get the land, we had to agree to develop the riverfront. So we will be developing the riverfront into a sculpture garden and a walkable like path on the river.
River pathway system.
I can't wait till that floods and the sculptures are all like half buried in water.
That'll
you
look
can just
so
see the tips
cool.
of them. That'll be so rad.
Dude, what happened to my sculpture?
that's what we're raising money for at the generator.
Sweet.
On
very
so,
cool.
So
that's
come,
awesome.
Come, you know, spend
so
your $16.
The birth
bucks
of something that could really, really become iconic.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. And I really just do kind of like urge musicians to come out and support this space because I have been really pushing toward getting those practice rehearsal spaces.
And where exactly is the current generator?
It is at 1240 Ice House Avenue in Sparks.
Between a road and the train tracks.
it's down by the Baldini's, Glendale.
Head out Glendale.
yeah, off Glendale. So yeah, come support us and do that on May 4th at any time. And there's going to be all kinds of stuff. No matter what time of day or night or morning you come, there will be stuff to see and do.
That sounds really
fun. That's the last place I'd figure your mom at.
I would never finger my mom there. It would be really...
Your mom would never go there.
I also
is what
fingered.
Rika's trying to say.
Fingered.
I don't know why you would even imagine that. No. It's not like anybody on this show would have ever said that before.
It's not like Uncle Ricky would
fingered
have
your mom at.
Tried to trick anybody into
right.
saying
he would
anything.
Never. He would never.
Your mom's a grown woman. She can make a choice for herself.
And does anyone
what do
really
you guys
like
have?
Being fingered?
Do you?
No. No. Like no. No. It's not great.
I've got 90s hip hop night every Saturday at St. James Infirmary. Come hang out with me. I'll make you.
What does that have to do with you being fingered? Is that where you finger Rory?
Wait, no. Wait, no, I was answering a different question.
That, oh my God. Was not related
this
to finger Rory.
He does it now that the Zephyr bathroom is inaccessible to him.
Yeah. Dad, actually, you fucking retarded douchebag.
Wait, what happened to the Zephyr bathroom? What happened to the Zephyr bathroom?
We don't talk about that.
Oh my God, did it happen in the Zephyr bathroom?
In the men's room, not much.
Can I speak to...
In the men's room, a lot of men went pee.
Can we go ahead
and... leave it at that.
Can we go ahead and say...
I can't
Can
even
we go
look
ahead
at Rory
and say
right
rest
now.
In peace to the Hideout Lounge?
Oh,
what happened to the Hideout?
What?
They closed today.
As
why?
I don't know.
I ran into Smokey.
No, it's gone.
I ran into Smokey, the door guy at Jub Jub's last night after I closed up the bar, and he was heading over to the Hideout and said, "Hey, I'm going over to the Hideout. They're closing." I went, "What?" And he goes, "Yep. I got, you know, blah, blah, blah," but I thought it was like maybe at the end of the weekend.
That was a fucking great story, Rory. You tell stories all the time.
I'm not done with my story.
Well, you should be.
Do you have a poem about it?
I really, yeah, do you? God, I really like these guys. Really?
The Hideout was there. Now it's gone.
Is that the one that's, is it on Park Place?
Yes.
Kind of hidden off of
anyway,
Wells and
so
Liberty.
Yeah, Hideout is closed. Yep.
Don't punish Carolyn just because she's in a band
Park
with
Street.
Me.
They finally found out that building's been condemned for 40 years.
Well, probably, yeah.
Now, I bet somebody wants to turn it into some fancier type place.
Probably. Oh, that's they're going to just
gonna,
like demolish it and build high rise something.
That's
out
probably
of there.
True.
I don't
yeah.
know. Yeah.
We're going to gentrify the shit out of it.
It's yeah. fucked up.
I know nothing.
It'll probably bullshit. Be better. Look at what they did to the Zephyr.
No, the Zephyr isn't better.
What?
It's just
the
different.
Zephyr is not
sucks.
Better.
Zephyr
the Zephyr
died.
Sucks.
Come in
it
here
does.
So we can kick your ass.
I was saying that ironically.
The Zephyr is where like people
no,
that are new
weren't.
In town go
I
to
was
when
so.
They don't know
because
where
nobody
to go.
I know ever
and,
goes to the Zephyr. It used to be the coolest
town.
Place ever.
I never go there.
My wife
I
and
went
I go
once.
There about once a year for a trip down memory lane.
Yeah,
is
pretty
it as
much.
Bad as I think it would be?
Well,
no, it's not
okay.
And you get clean.
I actually know a lot of people speak quite highly of it.
Is there a door on the men's bathroom?
Yes, there is.
Is there a toilet seat?
Okay. Yes, there is. Yes.
That's so it's
wrong.
Nice. It's nice, and they have good cocktails.
Actually,
than
it was.
But
and, yeah, it's not
it's
bad.
Not
and plus, it's
the
same
Zephyr.
Room.
It's like St. James is trying yeah. to be the. It's like Zephyr's trying to be St. James.
There's
it's
nobody
like not
in the corner
like,
sleeping in their own pit.
Yeah, no. The patio is nice though. They have like a nice
so
like
no Rory.
Like
no,
fire there. Pit. But that
I don't
sleep
in
there.
My own piss.
There's nobody in the corner sleeping in somebody else's
oh,
piss.
Yeah. That's, yeah, that's fine.
Well,
he does that.
Shut up.
Very sterile.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we have another song?
Yeah,
I can play a song. Someone want to come and set this mic up while we talk more about how Rory is terrible?
Absolutely.
And this is another
yes.
whole band song?
No, I'm just going to play a thing.
And, you know, I don't even need to be here for the rest of the show.
But you want to be because you hate yourself.
No. I'm just going to check out now and start mainlining heroin.
That's a dramatic overreaction to my mockery, Rory.
Yes, it certainly is.
It sounds to it. Just like Rory.
You think that you would know it was coming?
I'm numb to it. That's why I like getting comfortably numb.
Oh, God.
Rory Owen.
Damn it.
Did you call him Rory Owen?
That's his middle name.
Owen is your middle name.
Don't wear it
that
out.
That makes his initials Rod.
Rod, like a stiff
it's
male
true.
Muscle.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
That's cramping your dick there, huh?
I'm sorry, this tuning is happening live.
Yeah.
It's probably the best tuning we've ever had on the show.
Coming to you live
from my snark.
Remember to turn your snark off.
I just did, thank you.
Thank
so sometimes I take lessons with Eric Stanglund when
Yay.
I need to like,
fuck yeah,
he's awesome.
Yeah, because he's awesome, he's and like to refresh my bag of tricks, or just when I need to like maybe spend several months learning how to play Hot for Teacher.
Yep. did you really?
I'm like 6 weeks into it, I can play the first part not in front of people.
Oh.
The next time I come back, I'll play
please.
It for you.
Yes, because I want that so bad.
That
remind me
so rad.
When
Rick,
you play Picnic.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
No, because
too soon. Too soon.
Carson won't let me do it if he's on a stage with me, so it has to be a
solo
experience.
Come to like open mic. Come to open mic and do it.
Yeah,
we would
exactly.
love it.
It's before his time. He doesn't understand.
He really doesn't
understand how awesome that song is.
It was not before his time.
He's I'm not a big fan, but that song is amazing.
That song is a great song. But so taking lessons with Stanglin, like I've got for the listeners at home who don't know, a snark is a like a clip-on tuner you can put on the headstock of your guitar. And so like you tune up your guitar and then you're having your lesson. And he gets really mad if you leave it on because it wears out your battery.
Oh.
And so in the middle of a lesson, he'll just be like, turn off your snark! And like lean over and turn it off for you. And so now I hear his voice in my head when I see it on. So I've learned to turn
he
it
did
off.
His job.
And me telling that story has made Carolyn also hear Stanglin's voice, I think.
Yeah, I also hear Stanglin's voice in my head
turn
saying,
it off.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
I'm probably going
to start. And I haven't had a lesson with Eric Stanglin, but I still hear him tell me to turn off my snark.
Me and him always talk about old Reno music and basketball, so it must be tough getting yelled at.
Has he ever told you to turn it off?
No. Nope. He's always said, yeah, dude,
he wrapped
right.
my knuckles with a ruler once. No. Really.
Yeah, I would say that like being yelled at by
that was when he
actually...
was a nun.
It's an overstatement. He's not really a very angry guy.
Yeah, no, he's a nice man.
Rick, are we all set up for this?
We are, as long as is Carson coming back in the room?
In a minute. He's making
that will
some
ruin
coffee.
Everything.
I don't
oh,
know.
Gosh.
Where is he? What'd you do with him?
I'm going
I think
to
he's making some coffee.
The door.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He it's can't fine. Come back in now.
Guys, settle down.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Mom. This song is
don't make me come up there.
Somebody's coming up the stairs.
It doesn't matter.
Is it Carson?
Left. Do you want to let him back in?
No.
It's okay if he comes in now.
No, okay, let him back in.
Yay!
Otherwise, he's just.
Yay! Yay! Carson.
Yay. We missed you.
I didn't.
Why is he trying to be quiet?
Why?
Did he leave again?
Going to shit.
No.
He came in.
He just gave us a dirty look.
Hell in a handbasket. Let's do this.
The song is called Two to Grow Small.
No, I don't. Or do I shape it so I don't become it? Or do I death can't wake it? If I scrape my knees when I hit the ground, devils get toothless this time. Wrong again, I'm wrong again, my love. Is it any wonder that no one can find you at Is it any wonder that no one can find you at home? Take one to grow big, two to grow small. Take it and take it and take it. I take until I disappear. Wrong again, I'm wrong again, my love. Is it any wonder that no one can find you at home? Is it any wonder that no one can find you at home? Is it any wonder no one? Is it any wonder I can't find it? wonder that no one can find you alone.
Oh, that was sweet and sad.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well done.
That was amazing.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I was thinking the same thing.
I don't know why you threw something at Carson.
I know why he did.
Because he was tuning
okay,
in the middle
yeah,
of that.
I totally want to call this shit out.
Okay, no one in the audience heard that likely because
okay,
the door
cool.
was closed, right?
I know. Yeah, yeah.
You just ruined it for us, not for everybody okay. else.
She just threw a guitar pick at him for no reason.
Sorry, never mind. Nothing happened.
Okay, there was a reason.
Let's start that over.
I thought if I was away from the mic that
no, it's still going out of your amp
policy,
and into all of our
but
headphones.
Nobody can hear it.
For a millisecond.
I heard you pick up the guitar. Like it was like a little chord. Yeah. All right, we're going to cut that part out.
Rich
that was fantastic.
That was awesome.
Dude.
Oh, man, you guys.
That was a great song. Good job, Jeff.
I'm loving this episode, and I'm loving this band so much. And I cannot wait to hear you play. I loved that.
Thank you.
Like, solo thing. That was really cool.
Thank
so
you.
Are you guys
going to
start
yeah,
concentrating more on Blunderbuss stuff and writing some new stuff and
yeah,
maybe recording and everything?
So we are planning to go into the studio with Colin at the Sound Saloon in September.
Rad.
And we're going to record, I think, 6 songs. Mm-hmm. So some of the ones we're playing today and then one other one that you won't get to hear unless you come to see us live.
Nice.
Because it's kind of a... wasn't still really new? Right. Well, just not right
it's
for the podcast.
Live
it's a okay, live, sure. like let's all hold a beer and sing along, maybe, if you feel like it. And that seemed like yeah. I wouldn't be able to talk
well,
you into
wow,
doing that
you,
here.
What a clarion call for fun.
do you have any recorded music? Do you have an album?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
yeah.
All right.
So we put out...
I'll put it on a tape for you.
Will This Knife?
Okay. Yeah. yeah. We put out our first full length in 2010. That's called Will This Knife. Okay. There is literally one physical copy left.
I've got one.
I've
got one.
Do you have it like on NV89 or anything? Because I would really like to see you guys at Brew Brothers.
We've got a Bandcamp, and all our stuff is on Bandcamp.
There you go.
So,
it on
it.
Okay, so
what is NV89?
If anybody is curious, so
NV89
is a local offshoot of NPR. It is commercial-free radio, and they're very, very focused on local music. So anybody,
they play a lot of local
cool.
band.
Yeah.
Anybody
if
you submit
can,
your shit,
yeah,
it will,
they will
90%
play
likely
yeah.
end
okay.
up on the air.
So if you put your shit... If you submit them,
ago.
Exactly.
Well, so this Monique Jade?
Here's the thing. So here's the thing. If you guys submit
Oliver
it and they...
Natalie Handler is a big part of it as well.
So if you submit your stuff to NV89 and they play you on the radio, then they will showcase you, or you have the opportunity to be showcased. And if you guys are interested in that, I can help you with booking for that. At the Brew Brothers, every Wednesday night, there is a
yep.
series at Brew Brothers. Brew Brothers is actually playing really well. I was going to say that there. For they are like they are super like excited for this collaboration.
Plus
with
sounds
NBA
great
and
in there.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I mean, and it's like
it's
you know,
like a real
like,
grown-up sound system.
It is. And
nothing against all of our
the
favorite
casino,
local bars.
The casino was like super committed to actually like paying artists to show up and play this like
what
gig.
Like money?
Yeah,
like,
cash
like,
money.
Wait a minute,
like really good money too. Like so, it's not like a little thing. So all the only requirement to play at the NV89 thing is that your music is played on the radio station. So you just have to submit your stuff. If you have an album and you have stuff out there, submit it to the radio station. If they play you, then you're eligible to play this
awesome.
Weekly showcase.
And where do we go to
I would
submit?
Love to see. You go to NV89.com.
Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
NV89.com. There's a link that you submit all of your stuff to. I would love to see you on that big stage. That's why I bring that up.
Cool.
Yeah,
we're into it.
I think
we have
once
a band
upon
camp.
A time.
Yeah, we did that in 2010, right? When
yeah,
the
with,
album came out, we did
104.5 was doing
KRZQ.
KRZQ.
Yeah, did the
Sorry.
Spring did a Spring Forward campaign, yeah. and so there was like a play a bunch of things,
right?
Support a bunch of charity
locals.
Things.
101X, the X does it also.
Yeah.
They're very
really
Jamie's really good
super
about
proactive.
Yeah.
putting together local playlists.
Totally.
But
totally.
I would definitely suggest, like, I hope you guys, like, look into the NV89 thing.
Yeah.
Because they're they support local music like nobody's business, and all of the DJs are amazing. Actually,
brand
Dave,
new from the past, Blunderbuss.
I was gonna say, yeah. Dave Haddell in Swiss is now a DJ on NV89, which is fucking weird.
Right.
Hi, Dave. I know, Dave. Right? Weird. Yes.
I gotta listen to more than just Spanish radio.
Oh, you saucy lover.
I really do just listen. All I do is listen to Spanish radio.
If you pulled up next to me at a stoplight,
yes,
bumping saucy Spanish radio.
Dude, Vicente Fernandez, like as loud as he would possibly go.
I would take a second look.
But you know, it's the Spanish version of the Bob FM. But it's
okay.
So it's called Juan.
Really cool.
You are making that up.
You are.
We are number one.
101.7. Juan, tocando lo que
Rick,
me gusta.
You're so full of shit. You're so full of shit.
I'm not. No, I swear.
Yeah,
that's really
are.
True.
It's fine.
Oh, Ricky.
That's not totally racist. No, it's totally
fucking
true.
No, the Bob like, the Bob phenomenon follows like Alice and, you know, all of those radio stations named after a person's name. And they
Name
they...
one other one. Well,
there's Jack FM and Elko.
There's Jack FM.
You do not get credit for Chewy's answer. Sorry.
I believe a yes. I believe in him. Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh, they had it called, it was something called Chuck in the same time.
Yeah.
Someone else on this podcast has to give Rory shit.
Uncheckable.
Everyone on this podcast should give Rory shit.
I
thought that this podcast was
one of the
things.
It was
totally,
the reason we get together.
Rick,
once a week
can you back me up
shit?
That was totally a fad with naming radio stations after somebody's name in the late 90s and early 2000s, some of which.
Early thousands, I would agree with
yes,
that.
Yes, and when
okay,
it's
thank
when,
you.
Yes.
And it was a different name in different markets, but the whole scheme, the marketing scheme, was to give it a personal first name that you could, I'm listening to Bob.
And it
I'm
was also,
Alice.
It's also during the period that they began removing DJs.
Yes.
And so,
oh,
it, was,
and so
it was
just like a robot lady.
Automated robot playlist, and in between it would be all, Bob likes this song.
Yeah, it makes some smart ass comments.
Very
and
often.
Then everybody
hits
hated
of the
60s, it.
70s, and 80s. And
yeah.
And the yeah, and the Spanish station is exactly like that. It's 60s, 70s, 70s, and 80s, no DJs at all. And they just come on and go, and it's like Juan, we have to play the commercials to pay the bills. But in Spanish.
So, tocar.
Yeah. Tocando lo que te gusta.
I wonder if anybody ever did a station called Dave and their robot said, what are you doing, Dave?
I'm sorry.
That's
I can't play
too creative
that song,
for those
Dave.
Radio people.
Steal all those alien samples. It'd be fun. It would make you uneasy in your car.
Well, somebody's probably going to listen to this and use that idea and not give you any,
go,
money
go,
for
go,
any credit.
Go, go, yeah. That's fine.
For
I don't
all
want
those
that bullet.
High power Hollywood
most of my ideas
listening
are terrible.
To our podcast. They will steal our ideas.
It's
going to
cost them way more than I could ever make with it, so. They run with
hey,
it.
Hey, you guys just want to change the name of the podcast to Dave?
Fuck yeah.
It's just
well, we
called
gotta,
Dave.
Thanks
now.
For listening to Dave.
Dave.
Dave coming at you once a week with all the Reno bands. Listen
you're
to
you're such an asshole, dude.
Dave.
Coming at you weekly, sexually.
You're fucking sad, dude.
Dave.
Dave.
So have a great day, okay?
Rick, if you did that, I would love you even more.
You're
I mean, I already do.
Elvis
but...
in cocaine. I'm Dave.
And I hope you fucking die by yourself.
I don't know how many people are getting the joke that this is my friend Dave.
I didn't know that was Dave.
Yeah, yeah,
but does he?
Lonely ass, sorry ass queen.
Dave.
I hope you end up
Dave.
By yourself, and I hope you end up crying with your chihuahua dog, dude.
Listening to, listen
man,
to Dave.
Man, Dave is brutal.
Oh, no, my no. God. Dave Rick, is not always brutal.
Rick fucked up pretty bad.
Man, I'm glad that you're in my life.
So
sometimes
Dave.
Okay.
Dave
was emotional.
Happy right. Dave.
Is that all from the same phone call?
No.
No. Okay. The nice ones were like a decade
like,
later.
No, yeah, exactly. I was going to say there's like 10 years betwixt.
But he left the mean one on an answering machine cassette tape, micro cassette tape.
Yeah, the little
it
tiny
was regular
one.
Size.
Oh, that motherfucking
now I don't
faggot
like
here saved until home digital technology became affordable enough for him to port that cassette tape to an MP3.
Wow. I know it's excitement, but it still feels like you're yelling at me.
You're an asshole, dude.
I am.
You're fucking sad, dude.
So.
Dave.
Wait, can you turn all those people down?
Again?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
No, I will. I will.
All those people.
Dude, everybody else has the same mix,
you
but you have a different
people.
Mix.
I'm special.
Rory would be a killer auctioneer. Just
people would
it.
Give him money just to shut up?
No, no, no. Like, he's got the voice for it.
I'll buy the fucking cow, bro.
Right?
45,
45, 55, 55, 55, 60, 60, 60, 60,
60, good at that.
Wow, it looks like Carolyn's got to step up on me.
I've been practicing.
But instead of items, it's his dignity.
Oh, no. We're out of stock on that item.
I was going to say human stock went out a while ago. But
okay, how about $3?
I can
welcome
have
to the worst little
free.
Make fun of Rory show episode again.
We don't pick
you
on Rory.
You keep inviting
as much
us
as we used
back.
To.
No, is
we
it just
to,
us?
We used to pick on Rory way more, and you guys remember that time. And we pick on Rory way less now.
So really,
here's the thing:
we're not hip.
I'm not trying to pick on Rory.
Jen made Rory storm out of a bar.
That was not all me.
How old was I? Okay, I was like in my 40s.
That was last year.
Right now.
That was literally 6 months ago.
But my favorite moment ever was when Rory played.
I'm saying it's not the only time Jen has made me storm out of a bar.
No. No, do you remember when Rory played the backyard show and Jen screamed from the front as he was failing on stage in front of everybody? She screamed in the front loud enough for it to get into all the microphones. Oh my God, this is so much worse than I thought it would be.
I love that so much.
Oh, man.
I'd like to hear a sample of that. If you could put that in a file, that'd be great.
For everyone in the audience, Rory is taking
that's on the Undiscovered, right?
Crying.
You guys, I do not want to make Rory storm out of his own podcast.
That has yet to happen.
Challenge accepted.
I was going to say, you brought the right team. If you're looking to accomplish that.
Do you have another full band song left, or are we all out of songs?
We have one more full band to song.
How about we
Talk
wrap
words.
Up the
Hard.
Show, promote the next weekend. Something else that happened this past weekend that's going to be continuing for the next 4 weekends, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, brought to you by
four
Good
more
Luck
weeks of that?
Through May 12th.
Okay.
By the time this airs, I will have seen it. I am seeing it on Wednesday.
Awesome. I'm seeing it on Thursday.
What did you think?
It was fucking amazing.
Hedwig and the Angry Inch, brought to you by Good Luck Macbeth and Bruca Theater, starring Joe Atack, Amy Ginder, Stabby Unicorn, and Nick Ramirez. It's a fantastic journey about an Eastern European transvestite with a really bad botch job who goes on to become a international rock star, telling you her life story at a Denny's.
Oh, spoiler alert. All right.
The movie's been out for 15 years. It's been a Broadway hit for 25.
And it is much faster moving.
You don't gotta go now, Rick.
It is much faster moving than last week's podcast.
Nick really liked it.
I'm glad. No, and it was.
I haven't listened to it yet.
The fucking music was amazing on last week's show. There was some moments
what
of dead
are you
air.
Improv is difficult for 90 minutes.
We should never do characters. There was 1,000 good people here, and we all had to be quiet.
So just don't ever do that again.
Right.
Well, okay, their characters were that they were
so
silent.
I know.
And
remember.
They didn't tell me that before the show.
Oh, that's mean.
They
that would have
you.
Been such a great show if we would have just all talked about it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But you know, hindsight is 20/20, they say.
All right, well.
Who says that?
Next time.
Nobody does.
The guy fucking you from behind?
I don't. The guy. Looking back.
All right, well.
Kim, stay out of my butt.
Okay, I'm trying.
Freebasing with gays.
I'm imagining freebasing and just staring somebody down.
Yeah.
Is it getting weird?
A little weird. It's okay. It's always a little weird.
First, what
else? Usually it's me that's
does
looking
anybody
at
else
butt.
Have any other events going on this coming weekend?
Staring contest while you're jacking off?
That's what Chewie's
no,
got going on.
I'm not participating in that.
So you want to see my testicles?
No.
No.
If someone wants to see your junk, they will straight up tell you.
That is very true. Yeah.
Well, nowadays, yeah.
Please, for real, they will tell you.
Public service
do not jump that gun.
Yes. Public service announcement. Please don't show people
very,
your junk.
I hold my testicles very close to my vest. Nobody sees them.
I want people. You need a shorter vest.
You keep your testicles in your vest.
Those are awfully long testicles.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like sucking him up like a watch chain.
Oh my gosh. We're gonna play this song.
Yes.
Pretty soon, in a second here.
Are we making with the tone?
Jen's getting drunk.
Yeah, does anybody else have anything going on this weekend? Is that what you're saying?
Need something to stare at while
Who's
you're jerking
Who's in the
off?
Studio, Rick? Oh.
Joe Atack is supposed to be here tomorrow.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But we talked, and I'm like, you're so fucking busy, and so there's a chance that we're going to cancel that for right now.
Rick gets a day off.
I bet you he
Yay,
goes to
Yay, Rick
BC.
Gets a day off.
That's amazing.
Cheers.
What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to do yard work.
Nice. Free base with gays.
Because I love
free
yard
base
work.
With gays. Yep.
Oh, if only I could free base. Somebody needs to show me their junk.
Not it.
Not it.
Nose ghost.
What? Anybody interested. Out there in listener land? Drop by and bring your junk.
That's what's happening this weekend.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
Junk.
Show Rick your junk.
Show Rick your junk.
You can even just drive by with the side of your windowless candy van open and just
like
flash
a,
him as
like
you,
a
as
junk
you
off?
Roll past.
Oh.
Junk off.
2018. Junk off.
I don't like that.
Dogwater Studios.
All right, you guys.
Carolyn, I believe we're playing Wicked.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a most depreciating and personally, it's been a personal struggle to even be here today. But I do thank you for being along for the ride. For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Cadillac Kim, Chewy, and all the interns, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd saying life is short, and I do love you, except for Jen. good night, ladies.
We love
you. Oh,
Jen.
And we love
Thanks
you,
so
Emily Ermey, who
us.
Also died this week.
And Harry
Harley,
Anderson.
Harley Ermey.
That's not about us. We're saying goodbye here. Now focus.
We love Jen.
Okay?
Say goodbye.
Thanks for having Blunderbuss on the podcast.
You gotta play music.
Thank you, Blunderbuss.
Sorry.
You were great most of when you were playing music and not talking about me.
Thanks for having us, everybody but Rory.
Thank you for being here.
And Rory, thank you for being you.
Easy target.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Song is called Wicked.
Would you syncopate my sleep? Satisfy my wicked gleam? Settle down, down, press yourself against what I have labored long to keep. It's all writ the same, you can't escape. The same.